virtually the day after I arrived back in Seattle, having been gone for 3 years, somebody handed me a newspaper clipping about how Mayor Nickels had provided or had a competition to name this bike trail around Lake Union. And the name that appeared in the paper was clearly related or an interpretation of a name of a Native person that I knew very well because I had been very concerned about this person as part of a study for the Sound Transit. Had this phenomenal adventure where I stole a picture off the wall of the tribal attorney in Swinomish because it was the picture of John Cheshiahud, otherwise known as Denny John, Lake Union John, standing next to what we eventually discovered was his first wife's grave in Washelli. But we didn't know that at the time, we being Andy de Los Angeles, who's a relative. We put the picture in the back of the car and we drove around to all the cemeteries that we could find in Seattle. And of course, should have started right off the bat, realizing that Lakeview Cemetery is where all the prosperous Dennys are buried and all the city fathers like Doc Maynard and whatnot. But David Denny suffered financial reverses at the end of his life. So he's buried where near where he died at Licton Springs, which was his homestead. And so Washelli Cemetery was started by the David Denny family. And driving around, lo and behold, there was the tombstone. Actually, there were two tombstones. So we were able to identify the location, the name that's written on the tombstone. In going back now a couple weeks ago, it turns out there are two tombstones, Lucy Annie, his first wife, John. The name is written five times on two tombstones, spelled exactly the same way, Cheshiahud. On top of this, I also realized that the direct descendants, if he had direct descendants, and from genealogical stuff I knew he did, should be in the area. And I quickly, going by process of elimination, realized that it had to be Jackie Swanson living at Muckleshoot. I'd met her briefly. I called. I walked into her living room, and there was this huge framed oval picture of John and Madeline, his second wife. So I knew I was in the right place with the right connection. And as soon as I talked to the reporter who wrote the article, I then called Zeke. Zeke gave me Jackie's number. I talked to Jackie. She was involved all the way through getting the name that the man himself knew and used in his lifetime attached to the bike trail. Over a course of a series of, in fact, Holly's involvement was to give me the name of Ms. Huff, who was apparently the direct person involved in the bike trail. But it quickly moved up through the chain of command, especially once Robbie Rudin got involved, who owns major real estate property on the bike trail. And I already had connections with people in the Parks Department. At that point, things really opened up. And then finally, a letter from Jackie Swanson confirming the family's desire to have the name spelled the way the man used it in his own lifetime.
And can you spell it just for clarification?
Cheshiahud is C-H-E-S-H-I-A-H-U-D, Cheshiahud. And Zeke has done an etymology, an analysis of the name, based on the way it appears in Waterman. There's one sort of outside caveat, which is that J.P. Harrington, this very precise linguist, does record the ch as glottalized, which is the word for suckle. John was dead by that time, so he didn't get it from John. He probably got it from John's daughter or somebody else. But that's the one sort of nagging thing about whether how the name can be translated.
And what would the difference be?
Suckle versus
a warrior.
A warrior name or a defender.
It's interesting because it kind of explains it, the different subcultures. Healers and then there were warriors.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is the way David Denny set up the homesteads, Jim Zacchius' homestead, Zacchius was a Hodab, a doctor, and Denny John, Chesty Yahud, is on the other side, and he's clearly a political leader. So you have a religious versus a political leader on either side of that passage between Lake Union and Portage Bay.